Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, or good night, whatever time of dimension that you are in. This is your host, Chris. Welcome to Interstellar Frequency.
I am so happy right now. I am actually recording on the Starship. Yay! I have the high technology. That was a weird name that just came up in my mind. I don't know why. The high technology. It's the high tech of the technology that we are using or something. I don't know. Forgive me. Anyhow, this has been one hell of a ride, as it always has been. And it's not that, you know, it's a ride of like, oh my God, no, you know, let me off. No, not that. It's not that type of a ride. I had thrown a baby shower. I didn't. Me. No, not me. The wife threw a baby shower. Correction. And I was like, okay, if that's what we're going to do, that's what we'll do. That's pretty interesting and awesome. Cool. Thank you, I guess. And all of a sudden, like, a lot of people showed up. And we're all jam-packed into my house. I was like, okay, I'm just going to keep on working. I am not a social person. I mean, only certain people I know will say hi, you know, and it's like, okay, we're done. I don't want to talk no more. I want to move on. I don't know. I've become a recluse. And especially people I don't really know. I don't know. I'm just... Oh, it's over. I'm glad that's over. It's done. I'm happy it's done. Met some very nice people. Very interesting. And that's cool. I had a lot of fun. A lot of fun. And that's different. Definitely different. And I never thought I would actually have a house party in my house. I mean, I just don't do parties. And then my wife comes back and says, oh my God, I had so much fun. I love doing parties. I went, no, are you serious? You did? You had a lot of fun? Okay. Yay. No. I don't want to do that. That's people. I don't want to deal with people in my house. I'm going to find a rock and I'm going to find a hole or I'm going to crawl into that. Oh, God. Yeah, it's okay, though. It's not that bad. Maybe I'm getting older and So after we do this baby shower, I'm watching my kids, right? Oh, God. I'm watching my kids and my kids are like social butterflies. Like, they're just walking around everywhere. Mom is doing her thing. Dad's doing his thing, me. And it's like, my kids are talking to everyone and everybody. And they're just like, oh, yeah. And these people are like, oh, hi. You're adorable. And my kids were like the lively of the party, right? They were like the center of the tension, lively of the party, and just playing the games and everything. And it's like, wow, I created that? That's not me. That's not my personality. What the hell? On the other hand, I think my mom would beg to differ because I think I was that way when I was little. And I just was shocked that everybody was sitting there like, oh, yeah, who are you? And it's like, oh, this is my house. Oh, yeah. Who's your mom and dad? Oh, that's my mom. That's my dad. Yeah, they're the ones doing the party. oh, okay. You know, so it was interesting that my kids were social butterflies and talking to everybody and really just kind of broke the ice among everyone, which was so cool. And it's like, it's the bizarrest thing, right? As far as I can remember, I was never really a popular kid in school that I ever thought. I never in a million years I would sit there and think, oh yeah, I'm a popular guy. No, it never even would have crossed my mind about that, nor would I have ever cared. And it dawned on me. It really dawned on me that my kids going to school are 10 times more popular than I ever was when I was in school. Like, for example, I went to go pick up my kid one day. One of the kids. I don't remember which one. It was one of them. And, oh, I remember now. And I think we had to go somewhere. We had to go early. We left and had to do a dentist appointment or something like that. And the lady walked around the corner as the teacher, and then she had the line of kids behind her and everything like that. And this is not even my kid's class, right? And the teacher says, bye, Bonnie. And then, you know, she replies back, you know, to the teacher's name, what it was at the moment in time. And then all of a sudden, every single kid down the line, bye, Bonnie, bye, Bonnie, bye, Bonnie, bye, Bonnie. Like, every single one is saying goodbye to the kid. And I'm like, I'm looking at my wife, she's looking at me, and I'm like, I didn't know that we had popular kids. She goes, neither did I. I'm like, wow, okay, that's different. I never would have thought. And come to find out, I'm guessing my kids even turned around and told their kids, their friends, that, oh yeah, I do a show. So now I'm sitting here thinking, oh my God. So now all the parents are probably sitting here listening to my show, and I'm like, wow, okay. Definitely keeping things PG as much as possible because apparently other kids are listening too. My kids are like, oh yeah, my dad does a show. It's like, oh Jesus. Oh, I wasn't thinking about that. And that never in a million years would I have ever thought, oh yeah, I'm getting notoriety from my children spreading the word. Oh, God. Help me. Anyways, so it really dawned on me that the kids are a hell of a lot more popular than I ever was when I was going to school. I kept to myself and didn't want to mess around with anybody or talk to anybody. I was just like, no, no, no. And then yet I go to work. Yeah, I'll talk to everybody when I'm at work. I'm, you know, completely different person when I'm at work, you know. And I don't know. It's just, I guess, my character or something. Who knows? You know, I have to put on the front of the workforce deal or something. Who knows? Anyhow, that was a lot of fun. But what scares me to death now, oh my God, help me do this one. Scares me now is my daughter is now saying we're doing a party. You know, we just did the baby shower. Now we're going to do the birthday party. We're doing the princess birthday party. And I'm like, oh God. Okay. So we're going to have a bunch of rugrats around, running around the house, doing this birthday party because she wants to throw a birthday party. And okay, that's cool. I guess. I mean, I'm not a party planner. I'm so glad I'm not the party planner. Wow. So my wife's going to go ahead and throw the party. And she's going to do this all-out birthday party for the little one. And this is going to be very interesting. So we've got a bunch of little tykes that are going to be running around. We've got a little bounce house that we'll get and everything. And I never, you know, birthday parties was never really a thing in my life. I guess maybe it was like a self-esteem thing ever since I was a little kid. I never really had that idea of, oh, yeah, I'm going to throw a birthday party and everybody's going to come over to my house and we're going to have a birthday party. I just never had that when I was a little kid. And so now I'm going through a new type of experience where my kids are social butterflies completely and all about throwing parties. And this is a little difficult, you know, and let me explain. Now, when I was little, my mom always did throw parties. Not birthday parties, but she threw parties. Like, she did Bunko and some other get-together parties. And there was always the MTV playing in the background and everybody jamming out and drinking and having fun. On the other side of that coin was somebody always ended up getting rowdy. And, you know, that always did kind of suck. Very rarely did any other little kids around my age actually were at the party, or their parents brought them to the party or something. So it was always adults, and I was either going to bed or something like that, and then the parties would continue after party of the party, I guess. I don't know. So ever since I was little, I always had that insecurity, I guess you could call it. Maybe not really like insecurity, but more like a... Yeah, I guess it would be an insecurity. Because things would happen at the party, and then somebody would end up fighting, and then it turned into some rigmarole, and almost the cops would get called, but they didn't because they finally solved their issue and somebody left, or whatever it was. However it was. Now that I think about it, I don't think the cops were ever called at any of the parties. Maybe one time because somebody got really out of hand or something. But majority was back when I was a kid, I had associated parties as a bad omen. Yeah, I associated parties, no matter what kind of party it was, it's a bad omen. And so I've never been able to live that life of having an enjoyable time without, you know, an anxiety attack of something going wrong or something happening. So here I am going through this experience now that is completely foreign and new to me, and I have to take the bull by the, you know, horns and ride this wave and realize that everything is going to be okay. These are little kids. Nobody's going to be drinking. They damn well better not be drinking, especially with little kids. No, we don't drink in this house. Like, no, alcohol, no, 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 no. If there ever is an alcohol, you know, beverage in the house, it's usually for Christmas time or New Year's as one drink, if that. And it just, no, I don't drink. I'd rather not. And so I have to keep telling myself everything's going to be fine. There's nothing to worry about. These are little children, and this is the daughter's birthday party, and she wants to have all of her friends from school come over. So it's like, okay, there's a cap to this list, okay? It goes like, maybe no more than 10, and I'm getting begged for more, and it's like, oh, God, okay. So I don't know. We'll see where the cap falls, but I'm thinking maybe 20, which is... Okay, that's about almost a full classroom, I think, nowadays. I don't even know how many in the classroom. Back when I was a kid, there was like 34, 36 max in a classroom. Now I think the classroom's down to like 24 or something like that. So it shouldn't be that bad, but I don't know. So here we are. We're going to throw a birthday party for the little one. And this is actually going to be like her first 9th-year-old birthday party where she's turning 9 and she's inviting everyone from school. Or at least close to everyone from school. To me, it's everyone, but it's like only, I don't know, 10 people or 20 people or something like that. And this is going to be very, very interesting. And I don't know how that's going to go. I think it's going to be kind of fun to have them running all over the place and having a bunch of fun. Good for them. And I know it ain't going to be anything like when I was a kid going through those parties. So that's nice because... Like, you know, as a parent, you always want your children to have a better life than you lived when you were a kid. And I'm not saying that my life was bad by any stretch of the means. No, I had a very, very good life. It was just rocky in some form or ways. And you know what? We all have been there in some form or way or another. What my rockiness is completely... different than what anybody else has ever been through, and their rockiness is completely different from what I've been through, and it's just how it is, I guess. So then you have the anxiety that creeps up, and you really have to tell yourself everything's going to be fine. It's different now that you're older and you have that choice and decision to make to make it whatever you choose it to be, per se. So I keep telling myself, everything's going to be okay. The kids are going to be running around like, you know, popping balloons or, you know, who knows? Well, one can tell. The only thing I hope is that nothing's going to get broken. You know, like an accident. I'm sure there would be, as there always is. But we'll see, you know. And it's not going to be a catastrophe if something does break, you know. So, hopefully, I don't know, you know. I know my kids will be okay. I'm wondering about the other kids that come over. And we've had some other ones that are like, that rule the roost and are used to being, you know, the ones that tell everybody else what to do and how to do things. It's like, yeah. No, this is not your house. This is my house. We're not doing that. I've had little ones that are friends that have come over and told me how we're going to do things. It's like, no. So, yeah. Other than that, I have kind of a surprise for you guys. But I just wanted to give you kind of like a heads up of what's been going on and how things have been going. I've been bouncing around, driving here and there and all everywhere. And I haven't been able to get on here and record like I've always want to because it's so much better than, you know, bouncing around inside the truck and recording then. And, yeah. But what I have coming out is... I've got two large stories. They're science fiction stories. And Fred and I have worked countless hours together on these stories. And I am just ecstatic by it. You know, putting it together and you think, you know, yeah, you sit here and you listen to me do this and I put this, all this production stuff together and everything like that. And it sounds so beautiful, right? Or at least I would think it sounds beautiful. I don't know about anybody else. I guess it does because a bunch of people keep coming back and listening it, wherever you're at, all over the world, because this show has gone global, which is awesome. And I appreciate it. It still doesn't really do the counts too well. as it never does, and I don't really care that it doesn't count exactly, you know, someone listening over in Egypt or Malaysia or, I mean, the list is just huge, and that's so freaking awesome, and I appreciate it. I mean, that's really something to be heard all over the world, and because of regulations and stuff like that, they don't count it. And it's sad. It really is. But that's okay. No big deal. Hey, I'm glad I'm reaching everywhere and people are listening. They're like, wow, this is neat. You only wonder, really. I mean, sometimes I wonder if anybody actually understands the English language of whatever it is I'm talking about at the moment in time. Maybe. Who knows? Maybe there's some other person, like, decoding the message and then turning around and saying it in the language. I don't know. Anyways. Yeah. So, what I have going out is going to be, this first set is going to be 5 episodes. So, I'm breaking this up because it's going to be way too long for it to be, like, just one launch. I've got 5 episodes that are going to come out for you guys. And then I'll do a little skit, you know, after that, once that's done and complete. And then I'll have, like, I think another 4 or 5 more behind it. I'm not quite sure. I'll have to double check that. And it's a sci-fi, you know, science fiction piece. And, you know, being able to work with Fred on it, on the sound design, and, you know, no, we're going to put this here, and no, we're going to change this, and we're going to do that, we're going to do this. I am just fascinated by doing the sound design that we have done. And I really hope you guys enjoy it. I mean, because, hell, if nothing else, I enjoy it. And if you know, like it, great. That's awesome, because I really, really like where the story goes. I like how it all came together. And it's countless hours. And I, like I said it once before, and I'll say it again, I now, by doing this show, and however long I've been doing it now, I don't even know, nor do I really care. I have a new profound respect. Definitely a new profound respect for anyone out there that is a content creator / movie producer / whatever, anything that goes out, that you slam music with, and you shoot for, you know, the feeling of the storyline. And if you don't hear the music behind the story, then we accomplished the job. Because if it's moving the story along so well, and you don't even realize that the music's there, yay, we did it. We accomplished it. And that's what we were looking for. So, this next several sets is going to be a really fast pace. Fast pace storyline. So, my recommendation, I know I've talked many times, and I've had you guys listen, or I didn't have you listen. I didn't twist your arm and force you to listen. You just listen. But if all in all that I could recommend, I recommend that whatever it is that you're doing, do sit down. Don't do anything else. Don't plan on, you know, washing dishes or doing this or doing that. I know some people do that. A lot of times I drive, but then that becomes second nature when driving. You listen. I give it 100% of my attention when I'm driving, because, you know, the road is an open, long highway, and yet it doesn't affect me listening. So if you're able to sit back, don't do anything, just listen to the story and watch the story move along. Watch the story. Watch the story in your mind. Follow this through your mind. Close your eyes and watch it. And I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy it. Because it's a great story. And it's a place that someday us humans with AI and everything the way things are going, I hope that we get to this point in our life. Especially in before, you know, my kids get older, I really hope that this is something that my kids are going to be able to experience this in their lifetime. It'd be nice when I'm like, you know, 70, 80 years old and stuff, then maybe this would actually be their, you know, this would be the story that we're living in the future, is what I hope for. And we'll see. Maybe it will happen. Maybe. I have hopes that it does. Because it would be a beautiful place. You know, never having to be forced to do something to make ends meet, or being forced to, you know, you're being forced to do things you don't want to do just to make ends meet to provide for your family. And in reality wise, with what's in this world and what this world was really created for, that's not the reality that this place is supposed to be. You know, sure as hell, that's not heaven on earth. I know that. If such a place exists, one day we'll get there. I know that. One day, you know, maybe it will all stop when we're fighting with each other. I think that has to end first. Stop fighting with each other. What I've got to say, though, about this story, I got to say thank you so much, Fred, for writing it, because it was a lot of fun to do and work on with you and make this possible. And the countless hours and times of like, are you going to be home? Can you get it? Yes, I can. I will be there at this time and I'll get this done and send it back to you. And we burned out our Google Drive, I think, sending back projects back and forth, trying to edit things. And yeah, it was a massive production. And it was a lot of fun. And I enjoy it. So I'm hoping that you guys are able to take the time to sit back and check it out. Because to me, it's a masterpiece. So for now, this is just your normal kind of update of what's been going on in my world and all that, and the kids' world. So, and you guys will have episodes out for the next several weeks now. And I hope you enjoy it. So, until next time. Interstellar frequency. End of transmission. Stereo Stargazer.